Central presents Todd Berry.
Oh, thank you. You guys like New York City, huh? This city is changing. We have Kmart now in New York City. Some New Yorkers were pissed off when Kmart came to town. They were outside the store protesting. They didn't even know what to say. They were like, down with Kmart. And their merchandise that people can afford. Down with Kmart and their 300-gallon drum of laundry detergent for 99 cents. Why don't you go take your good values to another town? Let's turn that building into a vintage clothing store. The kind that sells used Kmart shirts for $700. I like the big bookstores we have in town, the Barnes & Noble, the Borders. They have the lowest pressure sales staff on earth. You can go in there, pull 10 books off the shelf, go, hey, where do I pay for these? Pay for them. Read them here. These bookstores are too big. They have shelves they don't even know what to do with. They have the employee recommendation shelf. Oh, golly, I don't know what book to get. How about Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, as recommended by Jimmy the Stock Clerk? Let's see. Jimmy wrote on this little card that he bought this book and, quote, turned his whole life around. What was he doing before he read the book? Jimmy, what was going on with you, man? They sell book lights now. Book lights. A little spotlight you attach to your book. You know, I actually thought of buying one of these, and then I remembered, I own a lamp. I discovered a great store this past holiday season, the Body Shop. Oh, my God. That is the perfect last-minute, thoughtless gift warehouse. You can shop there with your eyes closed. Grapefruit bath gel. Let's see, my mom eats grapefruit, she bathes. Boom. Nice bottle, no need to buy wrapping paper. Total shopping time, 9 seconds. But if you're going to send someone a present, send it Federal Express. Oh my God, they're unbelievable. You call up FedEx, you're like, I have something I want delivered. It's there already? I haven't even put it in the box yet. No, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's on my kitchen table. I'm looking. Oh my God, it's gone. That was good work. Well, my dad likes the sweater. He's trying it on. It's too big on him. You're going to fly him to Macy's to exchange it? But the receipt is sitting, oh, thank you. I just bought a new computer. This friend of mine told me to get Quicken for my computer. It's like, Todd, you got to get Quicken. Look, man, I make graphs of my finances. Wow. If I am reading this pie graph correctly, looks like you spent half of last year's salary on the Quicken software. And this bar graph sends the message loud and clear. You have $7 in your checking account. I tell you, to see someone's poverty in full vivid color, it's a beautiful thing. So I got invited to a party recently. I think it's going to be a crazy, crazy party. Because the hours are listed on the invitation as 9. Till question mark. Ooh, when is it gonna end? Mama, I don't know when to tell you to come get me. Anytime you see 9 till question mark, generally the answer to the question is 9:15. I went out on a first date recently. I learned a valuable lesson. If you're out on a first date and you're at the movies and a love scene comes on, don't turn to your date and go, "Baby, that's us in 2 hours." Because I went to bed alone that night, and it was a different kind of love scene. That was the first of two scheduled masturbation jokes. Some guys go crazy with the masturbation. I was reading this article on this thing, autoerotic asphyxiation. Some guys actually choke themselves with a belt while they're doing it. I read like 800 men a year die from doing this. I was like, no way, not 800. Then I remembered how many times I've nearly killed myself with just conventional masturbation. Just regular old meat and potatoes. Mom and pop. Missionary position. Masturbation has almost sent me to that lonely little Ramada Inn room in the sky. I travel out. I've masturbated at every hotel chain. And I'm here to tell you, Ramada Inns are the best hotels to masturbate in. And no, I'm not being paid to say that. So people say to me all the time, "Todd, you're in show business, you're single, you're adorable." I'm just telling you what people say to me. Don't kill the messenger on this one. People say to me, "Todd, you must get laid constantly." Well, perhaps I do. But I'm not one for hero stories. I have friends who tell hero stories, man. About anything. I was at a bar with a friend of mine. This woman walks by. He goes, "Oh, I know that woman. She gives the world's fastest hand jobs." The world's fastest hand jobs? I don't know. Maybe if she gives the world's best, you can fill me in. But I don't need to know about the cheetah of the hand job kingdom. So applaud if you have ever been to or are currently working as a prostitute. Seriously? Good. Prostitution should be legalized. They advertise in the yellow pages, they do. Look in the yellow pages, you see ads for escort services, massage parlors, and they have slogans just like any other business. I saw one that said, "We give the best service, no hidden charges." What kind of hidden charges are you going to get from a prostitute? Guy's going to get his bill, all right, $100 for sex, $50 for rust-proofing. Hey, sunshine, can you come here a second? I hate to call you on this, especially since I'm standing here in a prom dress. And I'm the mayor of this here town. But I think I found one of them hidden charges. Now, I will pay for the sex. You know what? I'll even pay for the collision insurance. But you must take that other thing off the bill, or I'll ask to speak to your manager. I had sex recently. I took out the box of condoms. She takes the box from my hand, looks at it, and goes, "Hey, Todd, good choice." good choice. Now, I didn't expect her to be a virgin. But this is no time to show brand loyalty. I was waiting for her to break into a testimonial or something. Todd, sit down. Let me tell you a little bit about the condom you selected. Todd, there's a Trojan lubricator with a reservoir tip. I think it's the best condom made, Todd, and I should know. Because I sleep with thousands of different guys each and every year. And what is the deal with the reservoir tip, huh? Reservoir. Isn't that a little grandiose term for quarter-inch plastic bubble? It's like, oh, honey, hope it doesn't break. I don't want to contaminate the groundwater. Damn. Got a theater full of geologists tonight. That's good. I saw a guy buying a 3-pack of condoms recently. A 3-pack! I need a 12-pack for one night, I do. Because you know 9 of them are going to go flying across the room. In 9 separate angry hurls. Anyone here from an exotic foreign country, huh? So no would have been the answer? Wait a second. Did you say you're from Norway? Are you really? You're not saying that because you know me? You know I'm starting a 22-month Norwegian tour, don't you? Seriously. What city are you from in Norway?
About an hour away from Oslo. It's a small town.
What's the small town? So I'm going to be there 22 months.
Well, Stokke.
Stokke? You're not going to believe this. Seriously, that's where I'm starting my Norwegian tour. June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'm going to be in Stokke, Norway. At the Stokke Civic Veterans War Memorial Coliseum. Are you going to come to those shows?
Sure.
No, they're sold out. Don't get all Norwegian cocky on me. What's another city around there? Because you seem nice, I'd like you to show up in Norway.
Kristiansand.
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 What Norwegian tour would be complete without 7 shows a night at the Kristiansand Civic Concert Arts. Auditorium. You gonna come to those? Plenty of tickets still available. There's also a radio station contest there. You can win, seriously, free tickets, backstage passes, and a chance to meet me. Is there a Ramada in there? Oh, man. That worked perfectly. That wasn't even set up, people. You watch the MTV, the real world, huh? People? I can't believe they still find people to go on that show, huh? I was talking to a guy who said that he'd go on that show because he could put it on his resume. Can you imagine putting the real world on your resume? That would backfire right in your face. 10 years down the line, you're at a job interview. I was like, oh, you're on the real world. Yeah, I used to watch that show. Hey, wait a second. You look familiar. You're the guy who wouldn't lend Becky the shampoo. What was your problem, man? She had a blind date. You're not really a team player, are you? Sorry, but we need team players here at Walmart. I like music. I don't like the music award shows, those Grammy awards, man. It's always famous fans that win those. You ever see some poor, struggling, unknown garage band win one of those? That'd be nice, huh? And the album of the year goes to the Cheese Willies. They couldn't make it here tonight because their van broke down. Their manager was going to accept the award for them, but he couldn't get the night off at the video arcade. The only reason to watch the Grammys is sometimes the bands get a little fancy, you know? I remember watching once Guns N' Roses was on, playing with a full orchestra. Guns N' Roses wasn't using sheet music, but the orchestra was. Slash can remember the tune, but the first viola player for the London Philharmonic is having a little trouble. He's like, what's this, A? Over to A minor, whoo! Whoa, back to A, curveball. My 50 years of training did not prepare me for this. So you can't smoke in here, that's a good thing. Yeah. I'm a militant anti-smoker, I am. I don't even let people smoke in my apartment. I should rephrase that. I don't let men smoke in my apartment. If I have a woman over, she can barbecue a goat, set off bottle rockets, light these amazing little chest hairs on fire. I don't really care. God bless her for showing up. You know who gets a lot of women? Brad Pitt. Oh, my God. Women love Brad Pitt. You know, I heard about Brad Pitt. I heard Brad Pitt ain't a big fan of taking showers. I heard this on a hard copy. So it's not like I'm just blurting something out irresponsibly. Let me survey the women here tonight. How many women would rather have sex with a dirty, filthy, stinky, smelly, disgusting Brad Pitt than a freshly scrubbed Todd Barry? Oh, my God. That wasn't even close. I just won that by a total landslide. Did any woman here choose Brad Pitt? Seriously, raise your hand. Did you really? Oh, my God. What is your name?
Jenny.
Jenny. Okay, Jenny. I'm going to have to think on my toes now. Because this is... never happened before. Let's say Brad Pitt hasn't showered in a year and a half. Then he runs the Boston Marathon. After he comes across the finish line, he trips and falls into a giant pile of pig. Me, on the other hand, Jenny, I've taken a shower, I put some lovely deodorant on, I deep condition my hair. And then I walk through a car wash. Jenny, who do you select now?
You.
Thank you, Jenny. Jenny, I admire your initial honesty in choosing Brad Pitt. And my hunch is there's like maybe two other women here tonight who would choose Brad Pitt over me. And I have one thing to say to those women. Brad Pitt will never f*** you. the other hand, I might. Thank you very much, Paul.
Here for more original stand-up comedy next, only on Comedy Central, your home for Friday night stand-up.